right here on Jazz from the Heart of America.
Roy Haynes.
Late jazz drumming legend Roy Haynes, with Henry Grimes playing the bass, Tommy Flanagan at the piano, and doing the intro announcement of Roy's name, Rahsaan Roland Kirk on the reeds, including the flute solo. The tune titled Snap Crackle, Roy Haynes' composition. In fact, that was Roy's nickname. The recording made in May of 1962 from the album Out of the Afternoon, the Roy Haynes Quartet. Here on Jazz from the Heart of America, as we salute the late great jazz drummer, passed away at the age of 99 on the 12th of November. And what can you say about a musician who added his drum work to music by Miles Davis, Sarah Vaughan, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Eric Dolphy, Stan Getz, Oliver Nelson, Pat Metheny, Chick Corea, and so many more. Roy Haynes, what a legendary career and an incredible man. We are certainly going to miss and remember Roy Haynes. But we're going to spotlight some more of what Roy Haynes did during his life right now as we continue along here on Jazz from the Heart of America. I'm Dan Bender, your host for the program each week. I come to you from Chicago, bringing you the music worldwide over the Voice of America stations. And right now, we're going to bring it all the way back to 1951, Birdland in New York. Roy Haynes here as one of Charlie Parker's all-stars.
A great big hand for A Night in Tunisia by a wonderful organization.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, Tommy Potter, Roy Haynes. I hope you enjoyed George Kirby, our impression of Deer's Birdland, and I hope, too, that you enjoyed the exciting sound of George Call, the All-Stars. It's been a wonderful morning. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the voice of the illustrious Symphony Sid, New York radio host, 1951, broadcasting live from Birdland. Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, Tommy Potter, and Roy Haynes playing the drums. Night in Tunisia. We're celebrating the life, the music, the drumming of the late, great Roy Haynes, who recently died at the age of 99. And I'm going to close with a tour de force. Here's Roy Haynes stepping in for John Coltrane's regular drummer, Elvin Jones, at the Newport Jazz Festival, Newport, Rhode Island, July of 1963. McCoy Tyner at the piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, John Coltrane playing the soprano saxophone, and Roy Haynes on the drums.
John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, Roy Haynes.
And that was the voice of VOA jazz legend, broadcaster Willis Conover, emceeing at the Newport Jazz Festival in July of 1963. John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and the late Roy Haynes playing the drums. The tune, My Favorite Things. I had the good fortune to interview Roy Haynes some 20 years ago or so, and he told me that playing with John Coltrane was like a beautiful nightmare. He made it sound good, didn't he? And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. The program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again, and until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful